Hey, you guys, welcome back. I am going to take you through a little mirror work practice today. This is one of my favorite practices to do because it's honestly so awkward at the beginning, but it gets better. And when it gets better, you start to look in yourself in the mirror and just like own it. Like you look at yourself after doing this and you're just like, God, I am such a freaking queen. I am that woman. Like you see that highest self come through and it is such a freaking exciting thing. Like it feels so damn good. So let me take you through this. If you do not have a mirror, don't worry. I mean, I'm sure you can go find one in the bathroom or somewhere, but if you are somewhere else and you want to hop into this exercise real quick, just slide your camera over to the video setting. And even if you hit record while doing this and watch it back later, I promise you that will be super powerful as well. This is honestly an exercise that I love to do in person at retreats, at workshops, because you hear the other women around you getting into this exercise as well. And you won't hear exactly what they're saying to themselves, but you can just hear the generalized like buzz within the room of people like the energy, right, behind their voice of them like uplifting themselves and saying these beautiful things to themselves. And I freaking love it. I will be guiding you at the beginning of this and just kind of repeat after me, and then you'll break off and do your own thing. I'll give you little reminders in between to kind of bring you into the vibe and keep the vibe going. And then we'll shift into a new kind of way where we'll transition into more of like, you know, You'll hear me transition into a different type of statement, and you're going to kind of follow along with that as well, like repeat after me, and then you'll start to get into your own vibe again as you start to get into the vibe, and you'll start to know just what to say to yourself. Like let the words just come through. But the main thing is to look at yourself, enjoy looking at yourself. And again, it's going to feel awkward at first, but it gets better and it gets amazing. So enjoy this beautiful practice. Hey friend, welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise? In person, this is so impactful because you can hear each other. You can't focus on what people are saying, but you can hear each other talking, and it just gives you this like empowering feeling when you hear all these other women. Towards the end of the mirror work process, you're just lifting yourself up with positive remarks, and it feels so good. But I have a little script for you here, and then you will kind of break into your own thing. I want you to kind of keep going and keep talking to yourself. Just take the theme I'm giving you and keep on talking to yourself. So if you guys get in front of a mirror or flip that phone, whatever you want, and give you just a second to get ready. Okay, hopefully you guys are ready because I can't see all you guys. Okay, so looking into the mirror at yourself, just say, I forgive myself. These beliefs were never mine to carry. I'm so sorry for putting you down. I'm so sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for believing the negative things others have said. I greet my Lord down by the riverside. It hits me almost every time. I'm sorry I ever believed you weren't good enough. Every line and every chorus from my heart, it comes out pouring to every single melody, flame without the smoke. I'm sorry, I believed what society said. I only speak of Mama Day, harder, harder every day.
I love down that her world is calling on the mountains, daughter.
I'm sorry that I took these layers upon me as my own beliefs.
No more running away from her. I now learn from the wind and rain, from the song of the lion's mane. And as it tosses the sun and moon, I sit back and behold.
Keep telling yourself how much you forgive yourself.
Glory upon her name. We say, hada, hada, hada,
no. I'm sorry for repeating those negative narratives.
With a face that burns like fire, that's where I lay my body down.
Keep telling her how much you forgive her. She didn't deserve to hear you say those things all the time about her.
You see my woman, she is stainless. Stood there at the base, touched her face. All the gods come out the mountain, sweet embrace. Her song, it can't be heard unless you let go of the world. So I lay
I'm so
down
sorry.
Down and I behold what I heard. No more books, no more empty words.
But moving forward, I promise to take care of you. I promise I am here now. Gone are the days of me forgetting who you are.
I sit back and behold that tune.
Gone are the days of me not prioritizing you.
We say hada, 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 no.
Moving forward, you are my number one priority. Moving forward, I will not be taking on the beliefs of others that I know not to be true. I love you so much. You are my priority. I promise to only speak the truth to you. I promise to do my best to stop the replay of these negative narratives in my head. I promise to point out how amazing you are. As often as I can. I love you, and I'm so proud of you. You have come so far. You are radiant. You are inspirational. You are safe. And you're evolving. And just tell her anything else that she needs to hear while you're looking at her. Any last thoughts about how much you love yourself and how much you love that woman staring back at you? And as you're ready to come back, just wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Take in a deep breath, sigh it out, and thank yourself You can do it out loud. No one's listening. Honestly, just say thank you to yourself. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for doing this for yourself. You can say this out loud. I am radiant. I am inspirational. I am soulful. And I am evolving. And say those things that you know to be true. And if you want more of this, if you want more of this type of thing, definitely check out the Rise Sisterhood. Check out the retreats. This is community, you know, healing in community. Doing these things with other women is just so freaking powerful. I just can't even say. It just gets me so emotional. It gets me so excited. Just text retreat or sisterhood to 707-347-0723. And I hope that you've loved this healing practice and come back to it as often as you would like. And if you're looking for more, join those. Follow on Instagram at Hello Audrey Rose. And just, I love you. I'm proud of you. And it's time to learn how to heal yourself. You deserve it. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot. Throw it up in your stories. Tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.